You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast, coming at you on today, Sunday, September 18th, 2022. Rough weekend for K-State sports. Well, for the exception of cross country, we'll get to that a little later on as we get into a new week. Cross country taking home first in both the men's and women's meet over there. We'll check in more of that. It's probably one of the positive coming out of here. And of course, K-State women's soccer looking to end non-con, knocking off South Dakota State a little later on this afternoon in Brookings, South Dakota. Of course, the Purple Project Podcast, all about covering all things K-State, folks. And you can get it wherever you get your podcast. And of course, the football team. Boy, I got a lot to say about that last night. Absolutely, they got their butts beat last night by Tulane, 17-10. There, in which the offense pretty much threw up all of themselves once again. Oh, boy. More on that. Of course, me and Alex will plan on getting together tomorrow, actually, and record tomorrow's weekly. And, boy, a lot of things that I want to say about that offense. We're back at that point again with this offense. And I've been camp explosive, team explosive plays since LSU game back earlier this year, where they just came out and just blitz, ran all over LSU. I just have not seen that in his first three games. Yeah, we won big against South Dakota and Missouri. Missouri, that was different circumstances with the rain and all that stuff. But last night was the epitome of just awful, awful execution and awful, awful play calling. And, oh, we'll get into all that. Woo! Going to light up that offense. Once again, we're at that point. And the offense has been underwhelming here in 2022 for K-State football. Meanwhile, K-State women's volleyball, this is the postcast. Here real quick before I really get off the rails. Women's volleyball postcast, which saw K-State lose both matches in the Adidas Invitational in their last conference, non-conference games before hitting against Kansas in another later on this week, I think, is their opening match there. But yeah, K-State was unable to win that set. Of course, yesterday I recorded the Rice postcast, which I'm going to try to get that up here before I leave for church today. Hopefully should be able to get that up. And of course, stay tuned for part six of Road to Dallas also later on tonight. I'll be getting ready to record that here right after this. But yeah, 17th ranked Creighton, 4-set loss for the Cats. 25-16, 25-22. Then K-State 25-13. And then 25-19 there as Creighton was able to slam the door on the Wildcats there as well. Shaylee Myers, the freshman show, the Shaylee Myers show continues. She's hit yesterday a 3-26 hitting efficiency there while getting 16 kills, which led the team yesterday. Lena Baca, 13 kills, 16 digs. Lauren Hinkle, as quoted by head coach Susie Fritz of the women's volleyball team, had a tremendous stretch of games. 37 assists, 10 digs. Mackenzie Morris, second straight 20-dig performance there. She led all players with 22 there. Molly Ramsey set career high in digs, 11 as well. And to go along with Shaylee Myers' big tournament, 3 of 4 service aces from Shaylee Myers. As well, Cindy Boulding, Kaylee Fernholtz had five blocks each from those two ladies as well. As Creighton bumps up to 8-2 in the year with 17 kills from Keeley Davis at a 351 pace there as well. And finally, at least, Susie Fritz afterwards saying, the quote, the end of a productive and difficult preseason, I think, is what we're feeling. This was the challenge. We were ready for this weekend. The teams of the caliber of Rice and Creighton, and frankly, I think we are in it and capable of playing with and beating those kind of teams because we are one of those kind of teams. Defensively, I thought we were pretty tenacious today. We extended rallies. We were pretty good out of the system. I thought we did some really good things playing a rested Creighton team, end quote, as well. And also, she also mentioned Myers, Lauren Hinkle, and Mackenzie Morris as well. Mackenzie Morris, she's been absolutely whirlwind. Shane Myers coming off. Shane Myers was a late get. As we mentioned, I know I mentioned on the podcast late this summer. Of course, if you want more coverage, make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. All the episodes, old episodes of dailies and weeklies are on the podcast feed. So make sure you check those out as well. If you want more coverage other than football and basketball, volleyball ends the non-con stretch at 9-4. So we don't get the sweep or not the split. That means Alex projected, or we don't, or we're definitely not going to get that top 25 matchup with Oklahoma and K-State. And K-State is in a world of hurt if they play offense. They continue to play tentative like that on the offensive side of the ball, on the football side of the standpoint. Because Brent Venables, they're going to be seething at the mouth when they look at that tape this week, hitting that primetime matchup. That's a big blow, losing to Tulane there. And get rid of the throwback unis. they could, because every time we bust them out, K-State plays like shit. We'll just call what it is. K-State football, they just play like shit every time. This goes back to West Virginia. There, we're way the better team. A couple years ago, West Virginia came up in here and outplayed K-State, the latter of the that was the Bill Snyder 2.0 game right there. Play like shit there and play like shit yesterday. Even though the defense played very well enough to win this game, the offense is pretty much shit to bed there as well. So I apologize for the rated R language, but I mean, it's frustrating. I mean, frustrating enough as it is, and now you don't want to put yourself in a hole there. So you pretty much got to go in there, and the word map things matter worse. Your rival is 3-0 start the season, so they're definitely not playing around. So that is definitely not a must. That's definitely not an easy hurdle to get over. Now that game right there, at the end of the season, whew, that's gonna be a tough sled, especially you play shitty offense like that. But volleyball, I'm getting really fired up now about this. But volleyball, 9-4, you couldn't ask for a good start from this team. You're getting individual performance consistently from Alina Baca, Shady Myers, Sydney Bolding, and you gotta wonder what Aaliyah Carter is doing and not making the short ski. Now I'm starting to wonder, just like it's in the first, I told you, in the first recap of the Deese Invitational, I told you, I didn't see Aaliyah Carter there. I'm starting to kind of, you know, have a little concern a little bit where she's at. Yes, you're getting production from Shaylee. And I'm guessing Susie Fritz is right in the right hand, is right in the hot hand right now. I don't know, but you're going to need Aaliyah Carter at some point. Hopefully she can get on there, go on one of her tears and be a factor in the conference schedule, because they're going to need Aaliyah Carter for sure. So I'm kind of wondering what's going on with that. But other than that, I mean, you're getting other girls to step up, so which is good. Obviously, if you're going to get these type of performances all conference season long, then you're going to be in a lot of ball games. So you're hoping, you think that Aaliyah Carter's presence is going to play a factor at some point, and you want it to happen right off the bat when you have to play KU right off the bat. You start off conference play, but K-State women's volleyball ends non-con schedule at 9-4 after getting swept in the Idiots Invitational. Rice, that was a huge missed opportunity there to get one of those games, and then you fall to a top 25 point for the first time all season long in Creighton by the score of 3-1. So I know I'm crossing over between volleyball and football and the frustrations of football, but so we'll see what soccer does later on this afternoon. Two-game winning streak on the line against South Dakota State for soccer. We'll have postcasts of that as well. So women's volleyball has their eyes set now. Things will settle down a little bit with all these tournament might have come back to bite K-State a little bit. Here, scheduling all these invitationals and challenges and all that other stuff, but you hope it plays off in conference play. We'll see what K-State does in the conference opener here. KU comes to town. Yeah, speaking of KU there, Let's see. Hang here for a moment. There we go. Kansas. It is going to be, I believe, either next Thursday or Friday schedule. That's why I think it's going to be towards the end of the week. At home, it is going to be a 4 o'clock tip at Bramlage, folks. Big 12 schedule. The Sunflower Showdown in Bramlage Coliseum. 4 p.m. September 24th, folks. First conference game. And, of course, Robert Booker will have it online at kstatesports.com/watch as well. So I think this is a Saturday game. Yes, it is. Next Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, the first installment on the softball side. Not softball. Why did I get softball from the volleyball side of things? KU comes to town. Big 12 now. ESPN Plus will have this match as well. We'll see if K-State can get it rocking and rolling in Bramlage for the first Big 12 conference game. K-State has now lost back-to-back games for the first time this season, and you hope you can get off the right foot in conference play against a obviously very good KU team. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it on this postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. K-State Women's Volleyball now 9-4 heading into Big 12 play.